Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hustle and Pro with Kelly Walker. Join Kelly as she talks sports with players, coaches, organizers, and entrepreneurs from Pee Wee League to Pro. Now here's your host, Kelly Walker.
Hey Frisco, on today's episode of Hustle and Pro, we are talking to Cesar Murillo, defender at the North Texas Soccer Club. So if everybody doesn't know what that is yet, we will tell you. But first, we're going to jump into a few quick hits, get to know Cesar's sports favorites, and then we'll talk a little bit more about his soccer career. Who is your favorite all-time athlete?
My favorite all-time athlete? I think it would have to be Lionel Messi.
I knew you were going to say
Lionel
that.
Lionel Messi. He's amazing. He's an awesome player.
What about your favorite all-time team?
Maybe aside from soccer, I want to say the Dallas Cowboys. Growing up, I'm a big Cowboy fan in the household, big family. Always supporting the Cowboys.
Okay, then who's your favorite like soccer team that you follow?
Barcelona. Yes, ma'am.
What is your favorite sport to watch?
My favorite sport to watch is probably soccer.
And your favorite sport to play? Is it soccer?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you in a minute about other sports that you might have played when you were growing up. But last quick hit, what's the farthest distance that you've ever gone to play soccer or to watch a sport?
Okay, I think the farthest has been Sweden. I was there. Before this team, I was playing in Sweden for 6 months. I just graduated college, and I went to Sweden to play. So that's definitely the farthest I've traveled to play.
Now, you're from Texas, but you're not from the Frisco area, right?
Yes, I'm from El Paso, Texas.
What high school did you go to?
In El Paso, I went to Bel Air High School.
Okay. I have Coronado friends. I was just curious.
Oh, okay.
And so then tell me, did you come here to Frisco because of soccer and to develop into the FC Dallas Academy?
Yes, ma'am. So pretty much I came here when I had just turned 15 years old to strictly play soccer, but also had to finish my education.
Did you come with your family?
I came alone. I was living with a teammate that also got selected from El Paso, so we moved down here with his grandma. We were living in an apartment with us two and his grandma. And then his grandma kind of got homesick, so she moved out. So then we kind of got like two other players, and we got a two-bedroom apartment. So we were all living there, coming to train, go to school.
So young. I'm always so shocked at how young you guys sacrifice and come here and live on your own and just make it work. I mean, it's awesome. It's a great story and sacrifice. Then you get to just play soccer and that's your career. How old were you when you actually started playing soccer?
I was 3 years old. 3 years old when I started playing soccer.
What other sports did you play, if any?
I played a couple sports. I've played football, I played baseball, basketball, I ran cross country. These were all in middle school. Mm-hmm. Track and field. For the most part, I played every sport. There was a time where I was a big baseball. And I think going into high school, my dad's like, you need to focus on one, either baseball or soccer. So I ended up choosing.
What's your baseball position?
Center field.
Okay. Quick. Cover a lot of ground out there.
Yeah.
Do you still watch baseball?
I still watch from time to time,
yeah.
Especially when it's playoff. More so playoffs and World Series, obviously. But
of course. I was going to ask, when you focused on soccer, you said going into high school, you made the decision to focus only on that.
Yes,
well, that's
ma'am.
When you, yeah, you moved here for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did my freshman year in El Paso, and then my sophomore, junior, and senior year here in Frisco.
When you moved here from El Paso to Frisco, what was the biggest shock?
I think the life. I never really saw life different. I think it was just more soccer-wise. I think I was able to fit in well with the teammates on and off friends on and off the field. I was able to make good friends on the field, my teammates. And then when I went to high school, and my first year I went to Liberty High School, I was able to adapt well. I got along with everyone. So it wasn't really a big change that I really saw, but I think more soccer-wise, the level was just very, very high here in
just
Frisco.
Amped up a lot.
It was
sure.
Everyone was just very, very good, and you know, you had to make sure you were 100% every day because you're pretty much fighting for a pro contract or, you know, a starting spot the next weekend.
Yeah.
That was the biggest factor.
Different than the small town soccer. Were you like the El Paso, you know, top-notch soccer kid coming out of there?
Honestly, no. I was just the guy, the soccer player who would always give 100%, mm-hmm. and I think that's been me throughout my whole soccer career. I've never been, you know, a superstar or someone that's the best on the team. I think I could categorize myself as, you know, a leader, the one that will set an example, work hard, and more so than a soccer star. That
you talk about being a leader, so I do want to talk about that now, as you're, because I have heard you are definitely a leader on your team right now. So, but let's tell people a little bit about what NTSC is. So, North Texas Soccer Club is part of the USL. And it's really Frisco's second pro team, right?
Yes.
And I don't know, correct me if this isn't the right like terminology, but I see it as the development league to then, in between FC Dallas Academy and FC Dallas First Team, mm-hmm. where this team now, you'll see players move back and forth, and the coaching staff intermingles a little bit, right? And so mm-hmm. it's the development league up to FC Dallas, right?
Yeah, yeah. So pretty much, to make it easier, it's the FC Dallas second team. It's not FC Dallas 2, but it's North Texas SC.
Okay.
But yes, you got it right. It's definitely the second tier. You know, it's between academy and the first team, and people. I mean, we're on pro contracts. But yes, we're
same
trying
facilities, right?
Same facility, mm-hmm. same training ground. We actually train alongside the first team, which I think we train an hour earlier in the field right next to them. And if they need us or if we're doing good, we had a good game, good training throughout the week, they'll call us in and, you know, we'll train with them, get more, you know, experience on the first
sure.
team.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's also for maybe players from the first team who are injured or trying to come back, get some minutes mm-hmm. before stepping on the first team again. They'll come down, train with us or play some games with us to get, you know, that confidence back that they need to, you know, excel on the first team.
Mm-hmm. So. I've seen player, and this is your first season. This is the league's mm-hmm. first season, and
yes, ma'am.
Of course, FC Dallas is one of the, I don't know, I think only 10 teams that formed this first season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So the point, right, is that because the players know each other and it's all intermingled, and like you said, you're training and some scrimmaging and going back and forth, is it really to just build a stronger development layer of players that come up underneath and continue to build a stronger FC Dallas
version. Yeah, yeah. So there's, I mean, as you see, there's a lot of talent throughout the academy. And sometimes when you go to college, as any young teenager could get distracted. And if the coaches see potential, they'll probably sign them to a pro contract. And, you know, they'll be able to get, it's hard for a young player to get very, very good minutes straight to the first team. So, mm-hmm. you know, they'll sign them with us. They'll have to prove themselves and they'll definitely get minutes with us, and then if they do well, then they could go up.
Can you get called up in season though?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
you
okay.
you can.
Yeah.
But more so for the Open Cup, which is another tournament that we do. But for the MLS, they need to sign the contract, and then if they sign with the contract with FC Dallas, they could loan you back out to us. So it's like a loan, not. For example, we have a young guy who signed a pro contract with FC Dallas, mm-hmm. but he's on loan to us. That's just, I guess, the technical term, the correct term.
Because he's not going to make the 18-man
mm-hmm.
FC Dallas roster, but they want to give him minutes, so what, they'll come, he'll get to come down.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys, and at any time, can go back,
mm-hmm.
just because he's on loan.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I think I got it. And I've seen, Jimmy, if he's not playing, he'll go be in the goal for your game after mm-hmm. sometimes. Because, so I don't know what I was going to say earlier. I don't know if this is how all seasons are going to go. But North Texas Soccer Club games have been directly after several FC Dallas home games.
Yes, ma'am.
Not all of them, though, right?
Not all of them.
Yeah.
But they try to do the scheduling like that. So obviously we have some fans who stay after the FC Dallas game that want to see, you know, the potential future FC Dallas And a lot of fans have came up to us and say that they really enjoy watching us play and they like to see the future.
Yeah.
You know, they call us a future, and it feels good. It feels good that the fans actually care and they stay after the game and actually pay attention.
so that's
awesome.
So we're at all the games, and we sit near the subs. So for the FC Dallas games, we're watching and we like to guess who's going to be subbed in that game. And then sometimes we think, I don't know, this might be wrong, but we think if they're not one of the subs used in the first team game, I swear some of those guys have gone and they'll play, or at least they it looks like they're staying after and playing with you guys.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Earlier in the season, they did that a lot. Right now, since we've been traveling a lot, it's obviously really hard. But
yeah
if they're not going to get minutes with the first team, or they don't go in as a sub, then definitely, you know, we could use some.
It's a whole nother level of preparation.
It is.
Because, I mean, mentally, are you always a starter or are you a sub sometimes?
In the beginning of the season, I was a sub, but now as we're getting into it, I think I've been
getting more starts.
More starts, yes.
Because, I mean, as a sub, mentally, like, you don't know if that's your night or day or whatever.
Know.
And then, so if you're an FC Dallas first team sub, you might, okay, three subs are done, but you might not be done.
Yeah, you don't, sometimes
you
don't,
yeah,
you don't, you don't
know.
Or
whatever.
So you always got to be on your toes. You always got to prepare yourself. There's literally no days off. It's a lot of sacrifices. You have to constantly be eating well, drinking a lot of water, stay hydrated, because you never know. I mean, maybe you have a game Saturday with North Texas, and then the next day you need to go train with the first team. And at the end of the day, you need to do whatever you got to do to impress the first team coaches and your coach as well.
Right.
So you gotta be on, just ready to be on call. So
what's the hardest part right now? Is that the hardest thing? Is just the constant training and being game ready?
Yeah, I think the constant thing is just taking care of your body. It sounds so easy to do, but there's just so many things that go into it. Obviously sleeping well, eating well, making sure you go see the trainer after training, take an ice bath. It's a bunch of little things that, you know, it'll add up. If you get lazy and you miss one thing, then, you know, sometimes you'll feel it the next day. And
and all that stuff you said is off the field.
It's all off the field.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Is that when you think, oh, taking care of your body as an athlete, you know, don't get hurt on the field. But everything you mentioned is
you gotta stretch. You know, I had a friend who was really big on yoga. He got me into it, and it's really helped me. I mean, God willing, I don't get hurt this season, but it's really helped me stay injury free.
How much yoga do you do?
I try to do one or two a week, but it's definitely hard with the busy schedule. Like I said,
you gotta fit it in.
Do
you go to like a Frisco yoga place, or do you do this at home?
I'm gonna start to try to get Frisco yoga, but sometimes I'll just put on YouTube and just sit down in the room and in a quiet place, and, you know, just get the stretches going, and it helps a lot. The core stretching, mobility.
It's just
hard. My first class of yoga, I did not know we were gonna do a hot yoga.
Oh, that's hard.
I had worn some gray shorts, and I was sweating, and I was so embarrassed to leave the room. I had these gray shorts.
Yeah,
and
everybody's like that.
Yeah, but it was my first time. Yeah. I did not expect. I didn't think it was. I didn't think I was sweating normally, but
yeah, hot yoga is a little awkward. We talk about you being a leader in the locker room. So when you're seeing the younger guys, because are you the oldest player?
I am actually the oldest player on the team right now, 23. Okay. I just 23. Turned 23 in February.
So old. What are you seeing that you're having to constantly remind the younger guys of the most? What are you being a leader of the most?
I think just setting an example when you cross the line to try to stay focused. And, you know, I demand myself to have high intensity in training, and I demand it from others. And I, as a team, we expect it from everyone. And, you know, sometimes the younger ones will slack off a little. Not often, because, I mean, obviously they're in a professional environment, but there's some times where, I mean, you do need to tell them. And, I mean, I don't get mad at them. I just tell them, you know, I pull them aside. I don't tell them in front of everyone. I pull them aside and be like, hey, you really need to, you know, step it up a little bit. You're playing a little too much. And other than that, I don't really get mad at them. I kind of, you know, try to stay after training or go to the gym. And, you know, our two captains have also been doing that, and it's kind of rubbing off. So, you know, I'm not very I don't really go to people and push them. We kind of show lead by example.
Which Who are your captains?
Breck Evans and Alfuseni Jatta.
Did you know them before?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I've heard of
they,
Breck.
They're not local
but,
guys?
No, Jatta is from Gambia. And Breck is a local guy, but he was, I think, he's younger than me. So he's 19, I believe.
So you've played with the AFC Dallas organization since you were 15, 16?
15, yes, ma'am.
15. But you mentioned Sweden. Uh-huh. Was that a different club you played for?
Yeah, so I did my high school here in Frisco. I went to Charleston, South Carolina to play 4 years of college there. After that, it was very hard to, you know, make the FC Dallas first team. It's very, the level is very demanding.
And you weren't in it anymore. You weren't here anymore.
I wasn't here anymore, so I had been gone for some years. But I didn't see an opportunity here. So I went to season. They were on the second half of the season, and I had a friend playing over there. And he called me and he told me, hey, we need a defender. If you want to keep playing soccer, you should come. And I said, why not? So I packed my stuff and I went.
What's that?
His name was Patrick Curry. We actually played together here in the academy.
Okay. What team or what club is it?
It was called Syrianska.
Okay.
Syrianska.
And how long did you play there?
I played for, I think it was 5 months there. And then I came back here, and that's when I heard about the North Texas having open tryouts. Mm-hmm. And it was very complicated because I didn't know if I wanted to, you know, hang up the boots, start working, get into, you know, the real life instead of, you
give
know,
up playing.
Yeah, soccer. And it was many hours of conversations with my family, friends, trying to convince me not to give up. So I came to the open tryouts here in the MoneyGram Fields. Mm-hmm. That went well. Crazy thing about it was that I had put down an email that they would supposedly reach back to me. And I put down an email. A week passed, 2 weeks passed. I didn't hear anything. So crazy thing was that I went to Indiana to start working. Uh-huh. And it was the blizzard, and it was horrible. It was minus 30 degrees. And I was just checking my laptop, and I realized that I had another email account that I haven't checked for a while. So I opened it, and like 5 days before me checking the email, I had seen that North Texas had emailed me back. But I did not know that.
I kind of thought
it was over. I said, you know, I have no more teams. Yeah. Sweden's too far. I want to, stay kind of in the States. And I told my boss, I said, hey, boss, I have an opportunity, you know, maybe make a professional team. And, you know, he used to play soccer, and he said he understands then that the doors were always open for me if I wanted to go back, but that I needed to go take this opportunity.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. What kind of job was this?
So it was in a furniture company.
Okay.
So pretty much I was going to be managing a furniture company that's going bankrupt. We'll come in and, you know, we'll sell all the products, you know, make a deal with the owner so that he doesn't.
That can wait.
Yeah,
you
I said.
Put it on hold.
I put it on hold.
Those jobs will be there when you're done.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was definitely like a weight lifted off my shoulder.
I mean,
It was fun. It was a good experience working. I mean, I only worked for like a week, but it was something else.
Then you came back here and got training.
I came back
again here,
did preseason with them, and at the end of the preseason, they offered me a contract, and now I'm here.
That's awesome. And you're a defender, like you mentioned. So you play in the middle, and what do you play the most, middle or outside?
I started playing the middle, but due to some injuries and we've been losing some players due to international duties, mm-hmm. and first team, you know, always got me on your toes, as I told you. So I think next game I'm going to play right back, outside back. So, I mean, I'm comfortable with both feet. Wherever they need me, I'm going to play there. I don't mind it at all.
But see, that attitude is important, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not all players want to or willing to slide over, right? And play where they need you, or they don't think that, or they're not as comfortable with that foot, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it is. And so that affects.
Yeah, so
where, you know.
It definitely affects. But, I mean, you just got to be ready. I mean, no matter where they put you, you got to give it your all and take the little things. When, let's say, the coach isn't talking about your position, but he's talking about to the midfield or to the outside defenders, you got to pay attention. You got to be a student of the game. You got to be ready to take those concepts, and if you get put in that position, to apply them. And it's
That's good advice for younger players, because it's easy to, right, only pay attention to your position.
Exactly.
Or whenever it's your group's part of training or whatever it is. But I think you can learn a lot just by paying attention to what else is happening.
Exactly. You never know when you're going to get put in that position. You know, maybe one season you'll be playing midfielder. Maybe the next season you're playing center back or outside midfield on the wing, so as a winger. So you never know. I mean, soccer is definitely about opportunity and preparation. If you prepare yourself well and then the opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it. There's no saying where you could go. That's definitely something I've learned.
Well, that's awesome. I'm excited for you. That's a good story. I'm glad that you checked your email.
Please, everyone, check your email.
That's hilarious. That's great. I'm glad that they didn't give your spot away or something. That's great. Well, thanks. I know you just got done training, so running over here and sitting down.
Of course, anytime.
Talking to us, so we'll be watching you out there, rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.